I'm Jimmy Evans. This is my wife, Karen. Welcome to Marriage Today podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure and like and subscribe. And today we're talking about just the importance of date night, establishing special times together as a married couple, which is very, very important, Karen. Now, we got married. Of course, we almost divorced after several years. We had a terrible marriage, and I played golf all the time, worked all the time. Did not have a prioritized relationship. I mean, golf was first, work was first.
Yeah.
When we changed, when I changed and we began to get our marriage the way it should be, we established, we really didn't go out on dates as much because our kids were little, but we established nights that we were going to be together alone in the house. In other words, we'd put the kids to bed and we would just prioritize being together. And we did that once or twice a week. But the thing that we did that I remember back on, and I want you to tell your perspective on this, we always had on the calendar every 5 or 6 weeks we would go. We didn't have any money. We didn't have any much discretionary income. But we would drive an hour, hour and a half to the next town or next city and just rent a cheap hotel room and just go in there and stay for a couple of days and get my parents to take care of the kids or get babysitters. And we did that, and that was the most important thing that we did when our kids were growing up, and I became busier and busier. We always had something every week, but then we always had something every 5 or 6 weeks on the calendar that was prioritized, and those just 1 or 2 days alone together like that was incredibly important.
Well, and see, our lifestyle is so much different than a lot of people where you work from home most of the time. And so you're around me all most of the day. And so we do see each other and we're extremely good about communicating through the phone. So we're good at communicating and checking on each other and being with each other. And so as we've aged, you know, and as our lives have changed, you know, we find little things to do that are fun. Like, you know, we love to go shoot guns now, you know, so we'll make that a priority to go shoot guns. And then like, you know, my favorite thing is to sit on our back porch when the weather's good and, you know, just sit and talk and, you know, just be together that way, you know, because I think that it's something that's so important that you discipline yourself to do something, you know, all along your marriage. And if seasons and life changes are coming, you know, you can still find a way to be together. You know, you can still find a way to prioritize the relationship you have with your spouse. And, you know, like, you know, watching, going to the movies. I mean, I love, COVID kind of messed things up, you know, because, but, you know, but going back and going to the movies together and, you know, going out to eat and just spending time together. The one thing I would like that you did, don't do it, I wish you did, was play games. So I enjoy it when my grandkids come over and play games with me.
We'll play games.
But, you know, because it's a fun thing just to spend time together. And I always enjoy being with you. I mean, you're a fun guy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a fun date. Well, the being having an empty nest as long as we have and being as old as we are, we don't do date nights. We do date days. And so we, whatever we do, we typically do sometime between 11 and 2 or 3 in the afternoon. We really do.
Because I'm getting ready for bed at 4.
Yeah. But so that's different. But when the kids were around, you have to
build those disciplines.
You have to have disciplines. And the date night, and our kids, since the day our kids got married, they've had date night every week, and they're good about it. And they're also good about going on trips.
One of the reasons you and I didn't do as many date nights because being a pastor and knowing so many people know you, every time we go out to eat, it was just like being bombarded by people wanting to talk to you. So we did. We had to spend more time at home because I remember how many romantic dinners I made, you know, where I would set the table. The kids would be at your parents or something and, you know, I'd make romantic dinners and we'd hang out and talk by the fire or whatever, you know. So, you know, you know what makes a good relationship. Everybody does. It's just a matter of making those steps and choices to start doing them.
Hi there, Jimmy Evans here. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to take a moment to talk to you about something important, mental health. You know, life throws us all sorts of challenges, and sometimes we need a little extra support to navigate through them. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp is a platform dedicated to making therapy more accessible and affordable.
Whether you're dealing with anxiety, depression, or just feeling overwhelmed by life's pressures, therapy can provide you with the tools you need to thrive. That's why I'm proud to partner with BetterHelp. Their team of licensed therapists is ready to listen and help you on your journey to mental wellness. And the best part? You can access BetterHelp from the comfort of your own home. No more waiting rooms or scheduling conflicts, just quality therapy tailored to your needs. So if you're ready to take the next step toward a happier, healthier you, I encourage you to visit betterhelp.com/marriage today. That's betterhelp.com/marriage today to get started today. Remember, Better H-E-L-P is just a click away. Thank you to BetterHelp for supporting our mission here at Marriage Today.
It's a huge statement to your spouse and to your marriage that you're committed every week, mm-hmm. and then every so often, every week to have a date night, mm-hmm. or a special encounter together, something you enjoy doing. You know, you're always at your best when you're having fun. Mm-hmm. Always. People are at their best when they're having fun. If you want to see the best side of a person, have fun. But without fun, marriage becomes a business relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have something on your calendar, you know, God created marriage in a place called Eden. Eden means pleasure and delight. Mm-hmm. God created marriage to be a place of pleasure and delight. When you see your spouse, you should equate your spouse with pleasure and delight. And I really enjoy being with you. Well, if all you're doing is raising kids and working and managing a household, you lose the pleasure and delight. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important, just the question is, what do you enjoy doing? And sometimes it's not like, what do I enjoy doing? You know, it's what do you enjoy doing? Because you may want to go do this, and we go end up going to do this. Mm-hmm. The shooting guns we both enjoy, the movies we both enjoy. But you sit down and you decide what you both enjoy and you do it regularly. And that's how you establish the priority of your marriage. And that's how you meet each other's needs. Mm-hmm. It's very important. One of the things that we talk about every so often is, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And when I say, are you okay? What that means is there something, mm-hmm. is there an unmet need mm-hmm. in your life? Is there something I'm not doing? Mm-hmm. And what I want to hear you say is, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I heard a pastor one time when we first got married, he said, every man needs to sit down with his wife and say to his wife, tell me what's wrong with me and I won't defend myself. And I thought, that's the stupidest man I've ever heard in my life. Because if I ask you, you tell me. Well, the point being is, if you're threatened by asking your spouse, mm-hmm. are you okay? That means you're really not committed mm-hmm. to meeting their needs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm committed to meeting your needs. You're committed to meeting my needs. And part of that is having a regular opportunity mm-hmm. of being together without distraction, without computers, TVs, kids, or anything else, mm-hmm. a regular opportunity to be together where we talk and we meet each other's needs.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really good.
And that's a date night, or that's a date day. We hope that this has been encouragement to you. We encourage you to sit down and talk about this as a couple and have a date night and talk about the issue of date nights and make a commitment that says mm-hmm. every Monday night, every Friday night, or whenever it is, we're going to have a date night or a date day every couple of months or so. We're going to, you know, go to the next town and rent a cheap motel and stay there for a day or two or something. Make sure that you're always looking forward to something as a couple that's going to keep you meeting each other's needs and being together. And if you're not able to do this, it might be that you have some issues. You've got anger, you've got problems, and you really don't want to be alone. Get help for your marriage. We have XO Mediators on XOMarriage.com. Mm-hmm. We have our XO Mediators that will help you with your marriage. That you can talk to them on the phone, Zoom call. You can come here. We're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex here, but they can help your marriage. We have a high success rate of helping couples resolve the issues in their marriage. And if you have issues in your marriage, it's wisdom to get help for that. It's not weakness. It's mm-hmm. wisdom to get help. So get help. Go to your pastor. Go to your church. Go to a Christian counselor. But be sure if there's something that's keeping you from being together, meeting each other's needs, do whatever you have to do to resolve that issue so you can have the marriage of your dreams. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. God bless you.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.